Welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're exploring something that, well, many of us might not fully grasp the lived experience of visual impairment. Specifically, we're looking at the challenges faced by individuals in Nigeria through a very personal account.
Yeah, and it's important to start with this quote from our source because it sets the stage, you know.
Okay.
It says, "Blindness is neither a sin nor a disease, and no one can know how people with blindness feel except those who have that condition or those who have experienced the condition, even briefly."
That really hits home. So our aim here is to try and understand through this one story what blindness really means, the disruptions it causes, especially within that Nigerian context.
Exactly. We want to listen and try to comprehend the reality.
So let's talk about the individual. He became blind at 16. Just think about that age.
Yeah, just 16, right before he was about to finish secondary school. A critical time.
Absolutely. And before this happened, he wasn't idle. He'd already learned skills, aluminium work, phone engineering.
You know, basic phone repairs, metal fabrication, really practical things.
Skills that people rely on to earn a living there. These weren't just like hobbies for him.
No, definitely not. They were his hope, his path to generating income, achieving something.
And then blindness.
And it's that stark contrast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Between that potential he was building.
Yeah.
And then this sudden life-altering challenge. He'd invested time, effort.
He could see a future based on that work, that accomplishment.
Right. But then, as he puts it himself, the hope of becoming a great person through those vocations seemed unachievable as a result.
Wow. That's powerful. Just imagine feeling those doors slam shut. Skills you worked hard for suddenly feeling useless.
It really speaks to the immediate psychological blow. That feeling of lost opportunity, lost self-reliance.
And if we think about the wider context, the challenges for visually impaired people in Nigeria.
Well, it highlights just how crucial support systems are.
Yeah.
Ways for people to adapt skills, learn new ones, find accessible paths forward.
Because before this, he was already working, wasn't he?
Yes, that's right. He was hawking sachet water, pure water.
Pure water, yeah. In Alaba International Market in Lagos, a huge busy place.
So he was already navigating that world, the economic hustle. He was part of it.
Which makes the impact even clearer. It wasn't just future dreams that were hit.
No, it was his present reality too. His way of surviving day to day, engaging with the world in, let's face it, a tough economic environment.
Yeah.
That was disrupted.
And he summed up that feeling so starkly. He said, "Unfortunately, blindness robbed me of the hope to achieve something with my life."
Uh-huh. That phrase, robbed me of the hope.
It's
devastating. It captures that deep sense of loss.
It really does.
So this one account, it really brings a key challenge into focus.
Mm.
In Nigeria, becoming blind can just fundamentally alter your path.
It throws up huge barriers, not just economically, but to your basic sense of, you know, hope, your future.
Exactly. Skills you had, ways you earned money, they can suddenly seem completely out of reach.
So thinking about his experience, it kind of forces you, the listener, to consider the bigger picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are the societal structures, the support systems in Nigeria or really anywhere?
What could be done better? How can society help visually impaired individuals hold on to that hope, pursue their goals, maintain their sense of agency?
Yeah. What needs to change so that blindness doesn't mean being robbed of hope?
That's the crucial question, I think. Something important for all of us to reflect on.